Okay, let's dig into this stack of sources we've got. We're looking at digital security from a few angles today.
Yeah, it's quite a mix. We've got developer tools, corporate behavior, even some high-level espionage.
Right. So our mission today is to sort of map out where trust is breaking down. We'll look at open source risks versus, say, big corporate legal fights.
And crucially, tell the difference between a scary headline that's maybe overblown and a real confirmed zero-day threat that's actually being used out there.
Exactly. Let's start with the developers. Right there in the code trenches, there was this discovery, 10 malicious NPM packages.
And they got downloaded quite a bit, over 9,900 times.
And the trick was mainly typo squatting, wasn't it? Like using names that are almost right.
Yeah, classic stuff. Things like Discord.js or TypeScript.js with an extra JS, just relying on a slip of the fingers.
But the mechanism behind it, that sounds more advanced.
Oh, definitely. It wasn't simple. Multi-stage, hit Windows, Linux, Mac OS, and the trigger. The post-install hook.
Ah, so it runs automatically right after you install the package, before you even touch your code sometimes.
Exactly. Sneaky. And then, to look legit, it pops up a fake CAPI TCHA in a terminal window that clears itself really fast.
So distract the user while the real payload gets unpacked. What was the end goal?
Well, after four layers of obfuscation, they really tried to hide it. You get this 24 MB Pi installer executable, an info stealer.
Okay, info stealers are bad, but what was this one after specifically?
This is the kicker. It targets system key rings.
Oof. Okay, explain that. Why is that worse than, say, browser password theft?
Because the system tiering is like the OS's master vault. It holds credentials for email clients, cloud storage sync tools, VPNs, SSH keys, stuff that often bypasses application-level security.
Right, so they get the keys to the kingdom, basically. Your whole digital identity.
Pretty much, very high-value target.
Okay, so that's trust broken in the code we use. Let's switch gears. What about trust in the companies we pay? This Microsoft lawsuit in Australia.
Yeah, the ACCC, Australia's consumer watchdog, is suing Microsoft over Copilot M365 subscriptions.
What's the claim?
They allege Microsoft basically tricked about 2.7 million Australian subscribers. They apparently hid the option to just continue their existing service without adding the Copilot AI feature.
So pushing them into an upgrade they might not have wanted or needed?
That's the allegation, and trapping them into paying more. The price jumps were apparently quite steep, too.
How steep?
Something like 45% more for the personal plan, 29% for the family plan, if they renewed into the Copilot version unknowingly.
Wow. And Microsoft is pushing AI really hard everywhere. They just announced new Copilot features too, right? App builder and stuff.
They did, yeah, for their big Frontier program customers. So the ACCC case is arguing this alleged tactic violates consumer law misleading conduct about price and need.
It puts a spotlight on how these AI integrations are being rolled out, doesn't it? Transparency issues.
Definitely a big test case.
Okay, let's talk about sorting fact from fiction. There was that huge story, 183 million Gmail accounts breached. Sounds terrifying.
Right, but Google came out and said, look, that's not what happened. It wasn't a breach of Gmail security.
So what was it then?
It was basically a big dump of credentials collected over years from all sorts of places, malware, breaches on other websites entirely, people reusing passwords, basically, not a Gmail system failure.
Okay, so that's the myth busted.
Yeah.
What's a real confirmed threat happening now?
Well, there's this Chrome Zero Day CVE 2025-2783. It's being actively exploited in the wild.
Zero day, meaning Google didn't know about it or have a patch ready when it was first used.
Correct. And this one's a sandbox escape. That's serious. It means an attacker could break out of Chrome's protected environment and mess with the underlying computer.
Yikes. And who's using it?
It's part of a campaign called Operation Forum Troll, targeting organizations in Russia, media, government. They're delivering spyware called Lee Agent.
Lead agent. Sounds familiar.
It should. It's linked to Memento Labs. You might know them by their old name, Hacking Team.
Oh, right. The commercial surveillance vendor. So governments or other actors are using these purchased tools in active campaigns.
Seems so. Memento Labs even confirmed it was their spyware, though they blamed a government customer for exposing an older version. It's capable of grabbing specific files, running commands. The usual spyware stuff.
So we've gone from, malicious code anyone could accidentally install to alleged corporate misdirection on subscriptions, all the way to targeted espionage using commercial tool.
It really covers the spectrum of modern digital risk, doesn't it?
Yeah. And the thread connecting it all for you, the listener, seems to be the need for constant vigilance. You've got to question everything. The code you use, the terms you click agree on, even the security headlines you read.
Absolutely. Critical thinking is key.
So, final thought here. We've seen these sophisticated open source attacks, like the NPM Stealer, which are widely distributed. And we know about powerful commercial spyware, like Memento Lab Cells, which is more targeted but maybe more potent. For the average professional out there, where does the greater everyday risk actually lie? Is it in the sort of sea of untrusted code you might pull into a project, or is it these high-end targeted tools being used by state-level actors? Where should you focus your paranoia?